the fundamentals of faith. It is extremely important to go back to the fundamentals. And so open your Bibles to Romans 3:27. Third chapter of the book of Romans. Are you there? In my Bible, everywhere I find the word grace, I've underlined it in red. And now in the Baptist church, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Through faith in his blood. Wow. To declare his righteousness or his right standing with God for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? No, but by the law of faith. There are physical laws. There are spiritual laws. There are aeronautical laws. God knew that, so birds can fly. But people had to figure out how. Well, isn't it amazing that two young men by the name of Orville and Wilbur Wright. Yes. I have preached at the Wright Methodist Seminary in Dayton, Ohio. They, Wilbur and Orville, once they got that thing to fly, they went to England and they telegraphed their dad, "We have an audience with the king." He said, "Wonderful, don't drink her wine." God was involved in that. So, laws govern these things. And the fundamentals of faith, the basic fundamentals. You have to go back in any endeavor. Flying is a discipline. Safety is an attitude. Without being very disciplined at flying, very disciplined with maintenance, very disciplined with all of the safety situation and recurrent training over and over and over again, that all of these laws have been here since day one, because a spirit created all matter. So this is a spirit book. Amen. Galatians 5:6 says faith works by love. Faith is a spiritual force. It is not a mental force. So you can be doing good works Well, I'm not talking about not doing good works. But anyone can do good works, but not by faith. So let's go over here to the book of Hebrews. You know where I'm going. No, you didn't. I'm going to the 10th chapter. I was with David Barton. We were doing television. Right before we started, he said, "Where do you get a white highlighter?" I said, "What? Where do you get a white highlighter?" He looked over there at my Bible, and we were right there in the book of Hebrews. Because I lived in the book of Hebrews. I still do. I just live in it. And this one is so worn out that, I maybe start a new one, but no, man, I have split the pages and scotch taped them back in some places where you can't even, and made so many notes on it. Anyway, verse 35 of the 10th chapter. "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." I heard Keith say, that's the payoff. "For you have need of patience that after..." Now, that's one of the gifts of the fruit of the Spirit, right? It's not put up with, it's endurance. "That after you have done the will of God," or the word of God, "you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry." "Now the just shall live by faith." Faith is a spiritual force. It is not mental. "Believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth." Number two, faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Number three, Abraham's blessing cannot be received with Thomas's faith. Number four, faith calls things that be not as though they were. That's where most believers get hung up. When came time, so we came back home. I intended to stay there the whole 4 years in the seminary and all. Well, May, school was out. In fact, our landlord was a lawyer, and I went to see him to get some paint to repaint the... Oh, that place was a mess. Anyway, and I asked him to draw up Kenneth Copeland Evangelistic Association papers in the state of Oklahoma. I intended to stay. So I got up the next morning, and we had a very nice little blue table that Gloria had rummaged around in junkyards and stuff and found it. The top was one piece and the bottom was another. Put the two of them together and antiqued them blue. We had a nice table. Oh, Lord. So we went in. I got up, got dressed, put my suit on, got my Bible, and sat down in the front room. I'm just wondering what to do during the summer. And it came up on the inside of me. "I'm ready for you now." What? "I want you to go back to Fort Worth. Biggest part of your destiny is there." I said, "Lord, you know what happened to you in your hometown. I don't want to do that." He said, "Didn't I tell you I'd take care of it?" I said, oh, all right, we're on our way. But the phone rang. Gloria said, "Brother Nichols wants to talk to you." So I answered it. He said, "Brother Kenneth," he said, "when can you come preach me a meeting?" I said, well, Brother Nichols, I'd like to say I need to check my schedule, but I don't have any schedule. When do you want me? He said, can you come to me? It was a weekend after that or something. I said, yes, sir, I can. Well, we drove that old car to Fort Worth. And that's all I knew was what I learned from Oral Roberts and Brother Hagin. And so I just kind of preached and taught, and we got through, and he said, I don't think we can close that this weekend. Okay. He said, let's go next week. Well, we went for 3 weeks. We sat out in a car out in front of the church. He said, where are you going from here? I said, Brother, I don't have any idea. So we agreed. Hilton Sutton called me. When can you come to me? I said, when do you want me? He told me. 3 days over a weekend. Stayed 3 weeks. Well, his dad was there at the close. He said, young man, when can you come to me? So I went to Beaumont and stayed 3 weeks. And then after that, he said, I want you to come back every quarter. That's the way it started. One after another. Then I had a meeting in his church. And he called me there to stay for 3 weeks. And I heard it in my spirit, this is going to be the best meeting financially you've ever had in your life. Got there, flew. He said, Brother Kenneth, couldn't guarantee you $50 if you stayed a month. I said, why? He said, oh, everybody's out with the flu. I said, well, you know what to do. Get your oil bottle. Let's go to work. Amen. So there was only one man that wouldn't do it. I'm not about to. I'm not going to believe I have some. I'm standing there with my Bible in my hand in the hospital. I'm not about to say something I can't feel or believe. And he liked to die and all the rest of them. He just got up anyway. He was in the bed for 2 weeks. He finally showed up. And it just went on just powerfully. So, and Dad Sutton, I mean, the first morning we only had two people. He and his wife and two women. So I just preached like the place is full. That night, we had six. And one got saved, one got filled with the Holy Ghost. And I said, praise God, we're having a landslide. One fella said, that poor boy don't know the difference between a landslide and a flop. Well, I had learned to speak by faith. And kept it up. Just kept doing it. Just kept on. So, Dad Sutton, he took the checks, and of course they belonged to the ministry, not to us. There was $900 worth of checks at one time. And a whole sack full of change. So I got home. Now I was driving that old car. And I was listening to tapes. I'm listening this night and day. And I said, Lord, now listen to what he said. I said, you can keep this old car together. I'm driving along there about 40 miles an hour. I said, you can keep this old car together at 50, 60 miles an hour, just the same as you can at any other speed. He rose up in me and said, that's right. As long as you stay at the speed limit or less. That's the speed limit. Limit. He said, you get out above that speed limit, you're out of my hands. He said, when you got your driver's license, you promised to obey the speed laws. Anyway, got home, this whole sack full of money. And I took the other out and I said, now, Gloria, this is for your birthday. She said, come on. Well, I was tired. I didn't want to go anywhere. She said, come on. So we got in the car and went to she said, go to that store. So I went there. So we walked in this store. She walked just right straight to this bright red purse and a bright red pair of high heel shoes and set them up there on the counter and just poured that whole sack full of change out on the counter. And these two women started counting that out. I don't remember how much it was. And God done, we had about 55 cents left. She said, well, I broke in. Gloria said, no, you didn't. There's more where that came from. Amen. Got her pretty red shoes. We were in her closet the other night, and I said, Gloria, those old red shoes, you remember those? Oh, she said they had. Hallelujah. There's more where that came from. We were learning one step at a time. And so the time we spent in Tulsa was incalculable. Little did we know that we had the anointing of two families. And I began to see in the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians the supply of every joint, the anointing of every joint. And I began to see that the anointing of Kenneth Hagin and the anointing of Oral Roberts, that was the reason we were in Tulsa in the first place. And our relationship there with those two powerhouses of faith. Brother Roberts said to me one time, he had a way of expressing himself. He said, people that don't live by faith he said they can't figure out the puzzle. He looked me in the face, he said, you always know there's a key issue to everything. Amen. He said, if your finances get bottled up, you pray in the Spirit until the Lord reveals you the key issue. And he said, when you find that key issue, you fix it, whatever it is, and it'll turn your finances loose. Well, not long after that, I went to Arkansas. And I was praying up there, and I said, Lord, I don't understand this. Our finances are all messed up. I remember what he said. I said, I don't know what the key issue to this is. He said, well, I tried to give it to you once before, and you've thought about it and just did away with it. I said, what? You're not tithing the ministry. What? Then I remembered I'd heard Jimmy Swaggart say something about that, and I just kind of passed it off. He said, that's the reason you're a million behind in your ministry right now. And I said, but you don't. He said, don't tell me that all of it belongs to me. He said, do government employee pay taxes? I said, yes. He said, well, doesn't it all belong to the government anyway? I said, oh, right, okay, I see. So I said, we'll do it. And I just got over on my face, repented, and I said, consider it done. Amen. I got home and I just announced to everybody, we're going to tithe this ministry, we're going to tithe the church, we're going to tithe the whole thing. We'll sow it into other ministries, we'll do whatever God says do with it. I want you to know that $1 million just came just flying in there.
Praise God.
It changed this whole operation. The faith of God. Amen. Faith is a spiritual force.
Amen.
And when you know what it is, and you know where it comes from. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know that.
Amen.
So you know what it is, and you know where it comes from. Now you have arrived at a place, from there on it's training.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
We walk by faith when times are good. We walk by faith when times are terrible. No person that lives by faith has to change his or her lifestyle because of the times.
You will bring honor to God when you increase in your fruitfulness. God has so much more in store for you than what you've already experienced.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Seville, April 4th through the 6th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Build your foundation in the Word with the Online Learning Center of video courses, Believers Academy, Bible School from right where you are. Gain access to Kenneth Copeland's partner letter, each letter written to meet the everyday needs of our partners. Download free books from the bonus library with over 50 titles by the Copelands available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Many solutions to problems don't prevent the same issue from happening again. However, when you set out on a faith project, your faith in God will grow up and become greater than your problem so that you can live free from then on. In the audio series, Growing Your Faith, Kenneth Copeland teaches where our power as believers comes from and how to use that power like he did. From this series, you can learn core values for every believer, how to live by faith, walk in the light of the love of Jesus, be led by the Holy Spirit, and honor God. You have a farmer's heart through the Spirit of God, sowing spiritual seed and harvesting by the power of God. Jesus came to give you life. You have the same measure of the life of God that Jesus did. It just takes wisdom from God to use it and live the way that Jesus demonstrated, seeing your faith change the world around you. Get a good foundation for life on which to build your calling and purpose by growing your faith. Discover how to apply God's faith, His Word, and His very life to your circumstances and live the life He has for you. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series entitled Growing Your Faith. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. There are two different ways of life in this earth, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. The best way to live is in God's kingdom because it's governed by the blessing of the Lord. But the world's way of life is filled with struggle, disappointment, and lack because of the curse. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then you're a citizen of God's kingdom, and His blessed way of life is available to you right now. Ephesians 4:11 through 12 says, God sent apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to show us how to live in God's kingdom and receive His blessing in our lives. As they faithfully minister the word to us, we must respond to the message we've heard by sowing financial seed into their lives. In Galatians 6:6-7, God said, "Let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches." Don't be deceived. You can't cheat God. Whatever a man sows is what he will reap. And verses 9 and 10 say, "Don't be weary in doing good, for in due season we'll reap if we don't lose heart." As we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those of the household of faith. In God's kingdom, the way to receive financial abundance is through the process of sowing and reaping. That's how heaven's economy works. When you sow into those who've ministered the word to you, then God personally sees to it that you receive a harvest. Today is offering day on the broadcast, and we want to give you an opportunity to share in the benefits of spreading the good news and receive from the heaven's financial abundance. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is good ground to sow into. Our God-given mandate is to preach this message of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Every seed you sow into this ministry is helping to send God's word out on every available voice. With your help, we're reaching the lost with the compassion of Jesus and growing up believers into the fullness of Christ. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are thankful for your partnership, and we're excited for the abundant harvest God has prepared for you. Before we go, I want to pray over your offering today. Father, you blessed us going in and you blessed us going out. You blessed us as heirs according to the promise. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord of harvest increase every sower more and more. I decree the blessed by the blessing of Abraham. In Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.